Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Whoa, we gotta get up here. Let's see you guys.
Wow. Hey, hi everybody and welcome. Had to, the crew here thought it would be fun to put my cheeks in a, what is this, a Buick Riviera seat? Yeah, it's one of those old Buick Riviera seats that swivel. Oh, yes, I love the old-style seat. My Dodge Viper chair has been retired for the day. Sitting in the Buick Riviera suite seat, remember those? They swivel. Yeah, they swivel. And this one is, I'll be swiveling like this. All Dashboard Daniel just love me because I'll be swiveling all over the mic. Okay, get back here into the microphone. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're sitting here, of course, with me every week. Thank you. It's been 7 days, my friends, since we all got together. And I appreciate you returning and riding shotgun with me here today on Auto World. Auto World, since 1992. We've been having fun together for many, many years. And for you new listeners, I appreciate you coming aboard and being in the Auto World garage with me here. I'm sitting in this Buick Riviera seat in the Greasy Garage Studio. And today, again, there's a lot of, things and places you can be and, things you could see on the TV and listen to on the radio, but you chose Auto World. I do appreciate that, folks. I'm honored and proud to have you with me here today on Auto World for the next 3 hours of your life. Yes, 3 hours. We're going to have a lot of fun. Got a lot of good things to get to, some not only serious things to get to. Every hour is different here on Auto World. Today we're going to change it up a little bit, meaning that usually I do one recall like once a month. You know, and it's been so, my God, the recall has been stacking up here at the Auto World Studio. So today, yes, we're going to do, let me just start off with that. We're going to do, on the first hour here, we're going to do an Auto World recall, a real recall. Second hour, it's called a recall alert. Yeah, a recall alert. On the third hour of Auto World, I have for you a voluntary recall. So, see, right there, that's how we learn here. I learn from you every day and every week, of course. Thank you for emailing and information to me at all times and what's going on in your auto world. But recall, so you might have thought that, in fact, there might have been only one word, one recall on your piece of metal or piece of fiberglass you're driving, huh? Well, there's more than one way of cooking a recall, I guess. A voluntary recall? Yeah, third hour. Recall alert? What's that? We're going to find out in the second hour, and then, of course, the first hour. The recall on the first hour has something to do with transmission problems. Folks, tune in. Listen up, of course, and we're going to share that with you here today. I am. Let's just get to it right now. In the house, as always, yes, back in from his vacation, Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house, sitting to the left of me with the email bag on his lap, and also the hubcap that has the menu in it. So if you would, Eddie, let's get to it, man. We only have 3 hours to get all this information out to everybody, besides, their calls and their emails. Hand me the hubcap there, Eddie. Thank you. Hey, you guys are... Thanks for putting this Buick Riviera swivel seat in. That's nice. I can swivel right around and get the hubcap. So today, let's start with the third hour, give you a little taste and a tease here in the Auto World menu. Today in the Greasy Garage Studio, a legend returns on the third hour. Yes, since the very first one was introduced 66 years ago. Whoa, long, long time ago. And I have for you on the third hour, I have five legendary mass-produced Hemi engines that were not built by Chrysler. Five of them. Stay tuned. And I have also that voluntary recall. We're going to get to the... Oh, let me get it here, right in front of me here. We're going to get to the question of the week that I asked you folks to answer last week, and that question is, what is the best color for a vehicle? You answered. I have, well, Eddie, thank you for doing it. He says he had to have a lot of help. Oh, yeah. Slide him in, slide him out. Sammy, my chauffeur that gets me in the studio, stepped in and helped him because you folks, you delivered big numbers here. We've got four colors we're going to share with you how you voted, what color is the best for a vehicle. And also, this is a J.D. Power study I'm going to share with you. You're going to find out what kind of personality you really are, see, if you're driving a blue car, maybe a red car. We're going to, share that with you here on Auto World. Of course, on the third hour at the very end of the program, I have a word with Mark. So, you're not in trouble. It's just a word with Mark is what we call it. Second hour, okay, over on Facebook, my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and also Auto World Radio. And we also have the Instagram account for all of you that likes to Instagram us. And that address is Auto World Media. How many miles do you drive it before you trade her in? How many miles, huh? Boy, how do you like that rust we put up there on that Facebook page, Auto World Radio? That's real rust over there. Auto World Radio coming right through above that, right where the eyelid would be on that headlight. That's real rust. How long? And then we have that, of course, that wrap there on that one automobile over on my personal page, Mark Evans. Friend me, if you would, please do. Mark Evans is my address, my name. There at Facebook, we're maxed out at 5,000 friends, but if someone has to leave to go to a different restaurant, we'll get you right in. Table for two, please. Oh, yes. Okay. But, yes, how many miles do you usually drive before you trade it in? I have a story for you you're just going to love. You're going to love it. They surprised the dealer when they drove in and wanted to trade their automobile. Yep. Lots of miles on her. The dealer was shocked. Also, I have for you, second hour, we have five of the largest displacement engines ever fitted into the American-made cars. Yes, five of them, the largest displacement engines ever fitted in American-made cars. I don't really read about that a lot anymore, do we? The old slogan was... that's a boat anchor, Mark. And they're talking about the engine. Well, we're going to get to that story. And from Italy, celebrating 125 years with its very first model of a BEV coming on the second hour. Another recall there. It's called a recall alert on the second hour. But let's get right to it. Right here, the first hour of Auto World. Oh, by the way, if your favorite radio station you're listening to me on right now does not take the second or third hour, holler at them, email them, call them. Say you need to get over there on the second and third hour because of the information is there for you. It's true, it's factual, it's fun. That's what it's all about here. Auto World, it's America's automobile enthusiast show, number one. Appreciate it, folks. So right now, in the first hour, I look forward to your phone calls. Of course, Dashboard Daniel sitting behind the GCN, GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Always since 1992. 855-660-4261. And my email, yes, it's in front of me, Auto World Radio. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to hearing your emails, bringing your stories in, your how come and why is. Why is my car smelling like oil? Should I change my oil? Should I not change my oil? Should I just get rid of the oil and buy an electric EV? Those type of questions like that. Also, I like Facebook. You can message me over there at Facebook. The address, Mark Evans. I'm there. So let's just get right to it. You might, first off, get a pen, paper, and pencil because of the word recalls this week. One every hour. Wow. Why? Well, because I feel it's important news that you need to know if you own one of these automobiles. And for you folks that do not, Mark, I've already checked my recalls. Good. That's why I'm doing this. I want you to check your recalls and how to do that. Well, it's easy to do. You just Google recall, your make and model, and next thing you know, you can have a little search window and you can check it. Yeah. When we come back from this first break here on Auto World, oh, yes, the recalls are coming. The first one's going to be on transmission problems. How long has it been since you serviced your transmission, huh? From the Buick Riviera seat that I'm sitting in, swiveling all the way, I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ooh.
one thing, folks, that you can actually ask your dealership to do for you if they do not do it for you. What I'm talking about, when you take your automobile into the dealership, how many of you out there, you take it in and you get just a Lewell filter done because, you know, they sold you that coupon book and you just rip the coupon out and it's included. You just hand them the coupon, you get a free Lewell filter. But do they wash the vehicle? They have car washes right there at the dealerships. Just ask them, hey, wash my car. That way you don't have to go working at the car wash. Hey, some news right here before we get to the recall. Here in Auto World, I've got some great news, some exciting news. Jeff Motorsports Bressler is going to return to Auto World for us, and I'm very honored to have him back. He is going to be doing the segment for all of us. We call it the Auto World Motorsports Update. That's right. Jeff Motorsports Bressler is going to be back next week. So it's a little short. He does all the motorsports news. So he's been on Auto World before many, many years ago with Bob Long and contacted him. We're going to get him back on, and he's honored to be here, and he'll be back. So Jeff Motorsports Bressler will be back with the Auto World Motorsports Update. Can't hardly wait. That's next week. Motorsports. Talking a little bit about that, I know that Atlanta, they were racing in Atlanta, NASCAR, before I, you know, pulled up here to the racetrack myself behind the silver microphone. And Joey Logano got caught with a webbed glove? Yeah. What the heck's he doing? You know, they noticed that his thumb and his pointer finger was sewed together with a web between it, kind of like a duck foot. And they said, no, no, no. They put him in the back row. He had to start at the very back. You know, after you do the times and all that and you get positioned in the pole position, etc., he had to start in the back because of his duck glove. Jeff will probably have more on this, but before I pulled up here to the racetrack myself behind the silver microphone, I noticed that Joey Logano started at the start of the Atlanta race, but then there he was before I pulled up here to the Buick Riviera seat in the Greasy Garage. He was number one. He knows what he's doing. Also coming up on Auto World, we're hoping that threw out some ideas here that we might be, hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers. I'm going to call it the Auto Worlds. This is going to be a new segment right from the mouths of the manufacturers, folks, live. That's right. Auto Worlds Car Company News of the Week. That's right. Auto Worlds Car Company News of the Week. It'll be a little short segment out of the mouths of the manufacturer, and there's a lot of manufacturers out there. So we're going to see if we can't let them sneak some news in that I can't. That's what we all like. It's just a little bit of sweet something there that you might not hear anywhere else before it gets published. So stay tuned for that, too. But right now, let's get to the recall. It's quite serious. Transmission problems, huh? When's the last time you serviced your transmission? I'm not talking about a service flush. We're going to get to that here in a little bit. But let's get right to the Toyota recalls. Toyota, that's right, recalls 280,000 SUVs and pickups for transmission problems. It's just this last week. Yeah. They're recalling 280,000 SUV and pickup trucks in the United States because of a transmission problem. Now, what's going on here? It can allow the vehicle to creep forward, period. Certain parts of the transmission may not immediately disengage when the vehicle shifted to the neutral position. This can allow some engine power to continue to be transferred to the wheels and can allow the vehicle to, well, creep forward at a low speed when it is on flat surface and or no brakes are applied. And, of course, leading to an increased risk of a crash, folks. So I'll give you a little bit of time, get your pen and paper and pencil out. This just happened last week, the recall. And the recall covers certain Toyota Tundras. Okay? I'm going to give you the year and make and model. Sequoias. Let's get the word out here, the model. And Lexus. Lexus LX600s. Sequoia, Toyota Tundras, and the Lexus LX600 vehicles. Here's the years. These are brand new vehicles, 2022 to 2024 model years. Now, the owners, you folks, you listen up, you folks that own them, you're going to be notified by this issue by late April. April, late April. So I always like to be a little bit early. My team here likes to get the information, digging deep to find the information, especially, you know, delivering David. Haven't seen him for a while. He's probably gathering up information to the point of no return. We'll see him one of these days. But anyway, yeah, goodness sakes, transmission that's going to be creeping forward, no matter what you're doing. Brakes aren't applied. You're going to have that, 2023 and 2024 model years moving forward on you. At this point, it's 280,000 of them. Wow. Now, one thing I like to do is give you the information to the point where you can know where to be notified and how to be notified. And since April's a long ways away, you can check to see if you have a vehicle that's affected. Okay? Toyota.com/recall Or always go to NHTSA.gov and you can do /recall there too. So NHTSA.gov/recalls to determine whether you are affected, your car's affected. Take your VIN number, enter it in the little search bar there, hit enter and find out if you're affected. And yes, of course, I do have some phone numbers here, folks. And yeah, I'm going to be in trouble. That's what it's all about here. I like to get in trouble. The Toyota Brand Engagement Center, 800-331-4331. That's right. Lexus Brand, you got a Lexus? Lexus Brand Engagement Center? That's right. Let's get engaged. It's called the Engagement Center at 800-255-3987. Creeping forward, transmission problems, new vehicles. That's just the very first recall I have for you. Now, that's a recall. All recalls are fixed for free, okay? So the dealer will fix them, find out what's wrong, and they already know what's wrong. They're going to fix it for you. Coming up on the second hour, though, I've got a recall alert. Third hour, a voluntary recall. In my book, my Auto World book, folks, if I say recall, I don't care what they want to name it. Let's get it fixed. Period. Now, voluntary recall, we're going to have that on the third hour, and you're going to find out, oh, there is a difference between what I just told you about the Toyota transmissions and the Toyota Tundras. And see, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lexuses. Oh, yeah. So, let's get her fixed. Period. And by the way, get your transmission serviced. The pan has to come off. There's a filter in there that needs to be thrown away. Transmission fluid gets thrown away. New filter and new oil. Come on, let's get it done so you don't have to worry about slipping and sliding out there. We'll be right back. Oh, this Buick Riviera seat swivels to the best. I love it. Swiveling in the studio today. Woo!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@GCNLive.com. That's advertise@GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory.
I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina.
Donald Trump is racking up the delegates after a big win in South Carolina. He beats former Governor Nikki Haley in her home state, getting approximately 60% of the vote to Haley's 40%.
I know 40% is not 50%, but I also know 40% is not some tiny group.
The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates. Next up is Michigan's primary on Tuesday, and then the following week on March 5th is Super Tuesday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Those person covers. Yeah. I don't know if you heard about it on the news. We can't call manhole covers anymore. They're person covers, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a little bit of news for you. Person covers. Watch out for them. You know, I grew up a little short story here in the Boise, Idaho area where I'm sitting at right now, live in the Auto World Plaza. Had a little a person cover that the cars always drove over, and you know what they sound like. Clang, 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 clang. That's a good night's sleep, isn't it? Good to have you along here, folks. Auto World, thanks for sitting shotgun with me. How many miles, you know, do you drive your automobile before you trade it in? Have you went over? Go ahead. Head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. You'll see the rust bucket sitting over there. Takes a lot of miles to get the rust on there. Head over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll see even the headlight there with the rust on the hood. It's just sick. It's a disease. It's a cancer. So let's think about it. How many miles or how many places have you drove your automobile? This is for you.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road When along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to win a muckamac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Fidelia. I'm a killer. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Peach Lake. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Durango, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guajamina. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Oh, yeah. A lot of miles.
I've been everywhere.
Cash, Johnny Cash, he's been in a lot of places, and you too, you have too, probably. Well, we've got the highest mileage automobile on the planet, and they actually went to a dealer to trade it in. I said on the planet, the highest mileage Toyota Prius hybrid in the world happened this year in 2024, in the world, folks, yes. It all started as a normal car sale at a dealership in South Carolina, would become a tall tale of a true Toyota. Yep. They drove it in there to trade her off. Toyota Prius. What happened? Well, you know, well, first off, semi-electric driving versus a full battery. Well, Toyota hybrid. Yeah. Prius helped normalize this worldwide. The hybrid, the Toyota Prius, as you know, is the very first one on the planet. Well, this car debuted in Japan in 1997, and in North America in the year 2000. It became, of course, an icon for those all of us that were waiting for something greener and better for everyday kind of gas spending. A lot less gas spending. Now, let's fast forward to the 2020s, and the Prius had been in a pretty decent shape, rolled into the dealer's lot. Yeah, its odometer claimed, that's right, Toyota Prius, as they drove it in the dealer, claimed the odometer showed right there, as I called a Las Vegas slot machine because of the numbers. It had a whopping 546,896 miles on the clock. What? The dealer went, no way. Who owns this Prius? The Southern Motor Company in Charleston, South Carolina. The Toyota Prius. 2017 edition. Beast long term. Yes, they sell cars, they trade in cars there, of course, but they just couldn't believe that it had over 546,000 miles. They thought the mileage was a typo. You know, back in the day, as you know, you heard about it. How many times did maybe I won't say any dealer's names or whoever, but did they pull the odometer out and turn the wheels back? Is that maybe one of the biggest reasons they went digital? Probably. But the dealer, Kennedy there at the dealership, he said when the owner saw this car come right in there, and he thought the mileage was a typo. Then he saw how clean it was. There was no rust on it. He said, we really can't do much for you because the miles are so high. We can't resell this. But as the story goes, they did trade it in. They did get a little bit of something for it. But it goes down in history that it's the highest mileage Toyota Prius hybrid in the world. It happened in this year. We're all living it. 2024. Wow. The number, again, 546,896 miles on the odometer. How many miles do you have on yours? How long do you drive yours before you say, I'm going to trade it in? I know in my world, my auto world, being the grease monkey, technician, mechanic, whatever you'd like to call us, that we work on automobiles, the highest number I ever did see on an automobile was my own. It hit 400,000 miles. And I did get an award for that. Didn't purposely do that to get any kind of an award or anything. But I did see later in life also that, in fact, I had customers. Let's see, a Honda Odyssey, folks, it had 280-some thousand on it. Toyota Camry that had 300,000 on it, plus 300,000 plus. How many miles do you have on your odometer, your slot machine? When the miles get higher and get higher, and as they go up, the dollar bills and the credit cards start coming out of the wallet. Preventive maintenance. And I always get asked a lot, Mark, oh, constantly we get asked this. I mean, we should do a survey on that about how many miles do you trade yours in? I mean, a lot of you here in the Idaho area, Boise, Idaho area is where I'm sitting. You know, as soon as you get to close to 100,000 miles, you want to trade it off, or you're asking me, should I go ahead and put that $1,800 or $2,000 in that car that has 100,000 miles on it, or should I just trade it off? And you're finding out, more than likely, what I'm telling a lot of clients, customers, and friends here, that, in fact, my auto world family, is that you have to look at if it's the right application, the right vehicle for you, and it's the right utility that you use, and you plan on keeping it for a while. You want to wear the parts out that you're putting in it. If it doesn't work for you, for example, if you're trying to drive a nice luxury car up to the woods and towing the camp trailer behind it, that doesn't work for me. Oh, I've been everywhere. Have you? Well, we're going to get you so you can get everywhere. We're going to come back. Led Zeppelin coming right back at you. A piece of rock and roll history.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is running great.
We got the pedal on the juice pedal. It's good to have you here, folks. Welcome back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. I am in a Buick Riviera seat. I love these things, especially the old smell of it. Oh, yeah. Radio smell, huh? Oh, yeah. Can you smell it? Oh, it's good smelling. Yeah. Sometimes when these seats sit out in the junkyard too long, they get moisture in them. And Eddie, the engine emailer over there at the email bag, never did dry it out. I know you can't dry it out. It's full of foam. Anyway, hey, let's get right down to the a piece of a rock and roll history is now on the auction block, folks. Yes, Led Zeppelin. Oh, a whole lot of loving right there. It's on the auction block. What? A Ferrari. A piece of rock and roll history is headed to the auction block. It's on the auction block right now, internet auction, that is, through Car and Classics. Yep, carandclassics.com. Carandclassics.com. Head on over. Another internet auction site you might not have ever heard about. That's why I like to, you know, give you some good, fresh news here on Auto World. It was ordered new by Peter Grant. Now, Peter Grant was Led Zeppelin's manager. It's a 1973 Ferrari 246 Dino GTS. It's very rare in its own right, being one of only 235 right-hand drive versions sold in the UK market between 1972 and 1974. Known as the catalyst of Led Zeppelin's growth, of course, taking them to the record-breaking highs during the band's three-decade success. Peter Grant, the manager, he bought this special Dino and owned it for 3 years, and then, of course, now is offering it for auction. With the Peter Grant's original logbook and photos of the car from day one. It's showing miles-wise, because miles, like I say, you've been everywhere, showing an indication of about 1,007 miles on the odometer. And it has also an expansion history of a maintenance folder, big time, pretty thick. It's a Ferrari Dino. It's a cherished Dino, of course. Now you can go to, it's a 1973 Ferrari 246 Dino GTS. It's the ex-Peter Grant Led Zeppelin's car. Go to carandclassic.com. Excuse me, I had the website wrong. Carandclassic.com. Now, it's running all the way from here now. It started on February 22nd, excuse me, it started. But it's going all the way till the 29th, so you got, what, 4 days left. You give you some time to think about it, go over, take a look at it, and put a bid in. They're saying the car should roughly get, let's see, I do my math here, right? Yeah, about a little over $358,000 is what they're hoping to get out of it, you know, that reserve word. So head on over and take a look. Why not? I mean, it's a beautiful little car. They're fun to drive, but the sound of it. In fact, at the start of the show, folks, the sound that you hear of the gear shift, the car going, that is a Ferrari. Live Ferrari. Yeah. That's what it's about. Click, 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 click. Love it. They're fun to drive. Blast to drive. So let's do it a little bit real quick. I got some information before the garage door goes down here on the first hour of Auto World. I asked you last week about the question was, for just basically 1 week between shows, what is the best color for a vehicle? And Eddie, the engine emailer, he's shaking his head right now. And, of course, my chauffeur slid him in and slid him out. Sammy, he jumped in. He had to help because you folks overwhelmed us, and I do appreciate it. I ask you to deliver. The email, of course, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I'll get right to it. It's a J.D. Power study. But I want to get to the... Eddie, if you'd hand that to me. There we go. Thank you. He's got the sheet here. There it is. With the poll that we did right here on Auto World. So I want to talk a little bit about that before we go to the J.D. Power study. Let's start with number four. I'm going to go from the number fourth spot all the way up to number one. And the colors that you folks picked. So in the fourth spot... And we rank these as numbers. And how many of you emailed us telling us what, you know, color that you believe would be the best for a vehicle? And by the way, I ask you to, you know, put a little story in there with you. With that color, if you own that color, would you like the color? Why you bought that color? Are you looking at purchasing that color or selling that color? Do you hate that color? We have enough stories to go for at least 1 year. Here on Auto World. So throughout the year, I'm going to be sharing some of those stories with you. I'm not going to take up the whole year, but we've got some great stories. I really appreciate it, folks. I really do. Your first car was red. You told us a story about why you bought red and how come you bought red. Oh, no. So anyway, number four slot goes to red. 1,810 of you voted red would be the best color for a vehicle. Going up the list, number three on the totem pole with the number higher than 1,810, number three is gray. A lot of you gray/silver. 3,000 of you emailed and said gray would be the best color for an automobile, and the stories are a wow factor. Thank you. One story real quick said that he pointed out that gray does not show the scratches as bad as any other color. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Do you remember the name on that? He says, no, Eddie has no clue. He says, we got somebody else. Okay. Number two on the list, because according to numbers of what you folks sent in, number two on the list for the what is the best color for a vehicle, we had 6,241 of you email and say number two is would be then white. White. 6,241 of you said white would be the best. Yeah, we were quite busy on email. I appreciate that. I ask you folks to deliver. That's what it's all about. So the number one spot where you folks, more of you, voted for this color for the number one slot, it'd be saying, you know, this is the color. The number one with 8,112 of you emailed and said blue. Blue! Woo! You folks like blue. Hey, that's my favorite color, too. But yeah, thank you. And the stories behind the blue color, wow factor. We didn't even total this up. 8, 6, 3, I don't know. There's 10, 14, 20, a billion people emailed in. How's that sound? Anyway, a lot of you emailed in, and you can still email in, folks, even though today, this week is... The poll is done. But please, yeah, go ahead and email me constantly, please, concerning what color do you feel is the best color for a car. Share the stories about your color that you purchased, and why did you purchase it, et cetera. And we'll share those throughout the Auto World's history here, going further down the highway. because we're still going everywhere, just like Johnny Cash just sang to us. And this is a J.D. Power study. Everybody here in the Auto World family, AW family, thinks blue first, white second, gray third, red fourth. So, J.D. Power, let's get right to it. Factors that can influence your car color choice, maybe personal taste, maybe maintenance, heat absorption. Yeah, never thought about that. How about cost? How about resale value? Oh, yeah. There's a lot involved. So you've got those one, two, three, four, five things. You do it on personal taste. We did not. I didn't get a chance to read all the emails, but I will. We might just put those in a category and figure out who won there. Personal taste, maintenance, maybe status. Do you buy black because you just love heat? Especially folks listening in the Texas area and, you know, down south and Arizona, et cetera, Florida. Yeah. How about cost, though? Do you buy red because it fades out quicker and faster? Huh? Oh, yeah. Resale value, maybe? Yeah, there's a lot involved. Yeah, so let's get right to it. Let's start at the bottom on J.D. Power. They have, believe it or not, you folks that said blue, you're not going to like this. Blue is at the bottom. Red's above blue being better than blue. Oh, silver comes in before gray. So it goes blue, bottom, red. From the bottom, silver, then gray. And then it goes on up and gets to number two slot. Gray is the number three spot. Lighter shades of gray, opposed to black, age nicely, according to J.D. Power, helping to preserve the resale value. Gray cars are also straightforward to keep clean because the shade easily conceals dirt, dust, and minor damage. Okay, what about red, though? Red is a popular color for sports cars because, well, of its boldness, it makes the car appear, sporty. It's ideal for drivers who want to stand out in a crowd. It can also conceal filth and muck. Oh, yeah, horrible, yeah. And, of course, however, the red paint gathers too much dirt. Quickly, it becomes very dull, quick, more so than black. Wow. Number one spot goes to, we got black. Number one spot goes to white. Number white. Oh, looks like the garage door is going down. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining. We'll see you on the second hour. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.